Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
All right, Padres making moves. We told you guys it would be a busy offseason for A.J. Preller and his staff, and they've made us look pretty good so far. They've made some moves. I don't know if this move in particular moves the needle, but it certainly feels gives the Padres an option at second base after moving Luis Urias. And on the line is Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman. Insider calls are brought to you by the midsize Metris from Mercedes-Benz Vans. John, how are you doing? Thanks for joining the show today.
Of course. How are you guys doing?
We're good.
We are doing well. Let's start with the move today for the Padres. Clearly, A.J. Preller knows this guy pretty well. What do you think the Padres are getting in a guy like Profar?
Well, it's a guy we all thought had terrific potential, was at one time ranked the number one prospect in baseball. That may have been a little fluky. It may not have been deserved, but he certainly was a top prospect at one time. And he's had some good moments, but injuries have held him back, and he really has not reached that potential to this point. But I believe he's only 27 still, so I think AJ's still hoping that he can get to that potential at some point. And you know, I think it's a guy that he obviously knows well and has a good feeling about. So, you know, I can't blame him. And I think we've all kind of thought that he was eventually going to get jerks at Profar. It's just about
it's just a matter of time.
Right.
Well, that's the interesting thing is, as you mentioned, John, I mean, Profar was one of the top prospects in all of baseball several years ago. The interesting thing to me is Luis Urias was one of the top prospects in baseball the last couple of years. And really didn't cut it in his three trials with the Padres. That's why they were willing to move him to Milwaukee. So are they kind of getting the same thing that they parted with, potentially?
Well, you know, everybody's got different opinions, and everybody's different opinions evolve over time. Obviously, the Padres were high on Urias at one time. They seemed to sour on him a bit. He wasn't great at shortstop in the limited time that he was at shortstop. And yet Milwaukee thinks that he's a shortstop. So it's going to be interesting to see how that works out. Obviously, different people's scouts and different analytics show different things. They obviously have faith that Arias can be a shortstop and a good one. You know, San Diego obviously felt differently. They prefer Profar now and like him at second base. And it was interesting they said that he's an option at second base. Or that's what I've been hearing anyway. You would think he's going to be the second baseman, but we shall see. I was a little surprised that they just didn't declare the second baseman, but
right.
Maybe they're just very polite to all of their players.
Maybe so. John, I want to ask you a little bit about Steven Strasburg, because I think once the season ended, it seemed like it was going to be a quick negotiation with Steven, and he would be back with the Nationals. Here we are about to hit the winter meetings. What are you hearing on the Steven Strasburg front?
Well, all I've heard is that the Nationals feel more confident on Strasburg than they do on Rendon. Okay. Whether that means they have an excellent chance, I really couldn't say. But between the two, they feel a little bit more confident, a little more comfortable with Strasburg. I don't know that negotiations are far down the line, but that may just be based on the fact that he was at one time willing to sign a long-term deal, did so for $175. Four years back, and he has built a home in Washington and makes it his home part of the time. He's obviously in Southern California a lot, too. So, you know, free agency, you never know what can happen. I think generally people feel that Strasburg is comfortable there. They've been good to him, and he'll wind up back with the Nats. But once a guy gets to free agency, in most cases, he ends up leaving. That's just the reality of the situation.
John Heyman is with us, Radio.com Baseball Insider here on 97.3 The Fan. And, John, we didn't get a chance to talk to you after that Milwaukee trade. We talked about Urias going to Milwaukee. obviously along with Eric Lauer. Do you like Zach Davies? Do you like the potential of Trent Grisham? I mean, Padre fans obviously want to know what they're getting in return for those guys.
Yeah, I thought Grisham had a terrific year last year. It was very good at AAA. It did well with the Brewers. Had that one unfortunate bounce that Soto hit on the game. It turned out to be a game-winning hit for the Nats that led them to the victory there and eventually the World Series. It was quite a fateful bounce, and I don't think that factored into the trade, but I like him. I do like Davies. He's, you know, a small right-hander. But he has been productive. So he's a solid major league starting pitcher. So I certainly get that trade from San Diego's perspective.
Radio.com Sports MLB insider John Heyman joins us here on Gwen and Chris. John, we're about a week out, as I said, from winter meetings. Who, if you're hearing anything on the Padres, who are the free agents that the Padres are checking in on?
Well, I know they were checking on at the GM meetings, at least on Bumgarner. That's a guy, obviously, they're familiar with as he's in the same division and has been stellar, obviously, particularly in the postseason for the Giants. So I know that Bumgarner's a guy that they've checked in. We know they've checked in on Strasburg, but to say they have a likelihood to sign, I'm not sure. They're kind of downplaying everything, but they did that the previous 2 years and ended up with Manny Machado and Eric Hosmer. So I'm not putting anything past A.J. Preller.
How about the free agent market in general, John? I mean, Moustakas signs today with Cincinnati, I think for 4 years, $64 million. Does it look like it's going to just go back to the way it was this year after kind of a year off?
Yeah, I don't know. Some people would say 2 years off. I'm not going to draw any conclusions. I've got some text to that effect. I think a lot of times when guys sign early, it's because they feel they got a great deal and got exactly what they wanted. So I don't think this means there's a trend. Obviously, Grandal got a very good deal. Obviously, Moustakas got a very good deal. But there haven't been a ton of deals to this point. So I'm reserving judgment on that. Good for Moustakas, who obviously had tough free agencies his first two times, and his patience paid off. And again, at $64 million from Cincinnati, showed versatility in Milwaukee, playing second base, and it paid off for him. So good for Moustakas, but I'm not drawing any overall conclusions based on a few signs.
John, one last thing before we let you get out of here. And I know it's a few years away, but I read last week about the early negotiations of a labor agreement not getting off to the best start. And then you look at this year's free agency, it seems like things are moving towards the right direction. I know you said you're not going to reach any conclusions yet, but where are the two sides at in terms of having conversations about what's going to happen this next labor agreement?
Yeah, they're nowhere. I mean, basically at this point, they've talked a few times, and they have made no progress to this point from what I hear. So they still have 2 years to figure it out, so there's plenty of time. But at this point, I think the player side feels that they got a bad deal last time out, and they want to make up for it, whereas MLB is willing to give on some areas, but they want to give and take. I think the union is looking at it as we want to kind of make up for what happened last time. And if not, you know, we'll see what happens. I mean, it's kind of, it looks like a potentially ugly situation. They've had labor peace for decades at this point, but it looks pretty scary for 2 years from now. But as I said, we still have 2 years to go. That's a long time.
John, we certainly appreciate your time, man. As always, appreciate you coming on the show.
Great insight,
we'll
John.
We'll check in with you later.
See you later, Tony. Sorry about my voice.
All good. Get better. Get well.
Okay. Have a good holiday season, John.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.